Maranooka Wellness Connect workshop is to be held on Thursday, the 21st. To talk to us about it, we've got Lee Redoubt. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, mate.
Now, tell us, the Maranooka Wellness Connect workshop next Thursday between 9 and 12.30 at the Back of Burke Conference Centre. How'd it come about?
Well, it goes back quite a while, but the kind of the big event, I think, that directly leads to this is a summit that was held in Burke in June last year, which was sponsored by Maranooka, and to which about 80 plus people attended as a two-day workshop, seminar, conference in Burke, during which we, when I say we, myself and a colleague, Susan Nancaro, plus people from Maranooka and several others, attempted to help people from the community define what were the high priority issues, needs that were happening in the Burke community. So we went about that over a two-day period, and slowly in the beginning identifying a high number of possible needs, and then beginning to whittle that down bit by bit to five priority areas. In the remaining kind of half day of the summit, began to do some initial project planning for each of those five priority areas. One of the areas, which was called the Youth Ambassador Program, and in fact, should I say that most of those projects that we began to do planning for kind of went into a bit of a hiatus, partly because of COVID, made a big comeback, and then partly because some staffing at Maranooka changed, and so took a while to get kind of the right leadership back on board. And so it went into a little bit of a hiatus, but this coming the Thursday next, the 21st, is when we start to kind of reinvigorate that whole process, and with a focus on one of the projects, which was the Youth Ambassador Program.
All right, so that's one of the projects. Can we just quickly go over the other four areas?
So the other four areas were family connections. Another area was attempting to support the dedicated mental health workforce so they don't get burnt out and leave Burke, at least not too early. Another area was around supporting the development of allied health support workforce. Another area was beginning to develop a much broader awareness and understanding of mental health issues in the community. I'm missing one, but I can't remember what it is, and sorry, I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But you get the idea, I hope, that these are all areas, projects, if you like, where the community can play a really important role. And that's what we found, you know. For each of those projects, probably between 6 and 12 people put their hands up at the summit to say, look, you know, if there's going to be a project in this area, I'd like to be involved and I'd like to be a part of making it happen. That's the first thing. Second thing is these are all preventative type of projects. So they're not about, you know, working necessarily with the people that have already got a serious mental health issue. Rather, they're about trying to prevent mental health issues arising, or should I put it in a more positive way? They're about trying to improve the positive well-being, mental well-being of people in Bourke.
All right. So on Thursday at the Back of Bourke Conference Centre, the Maranooka Wellness Connect workshop, who would you like to see come along?
So there were a bunch of people from the summit who put their hand up at that time to work in this particular area. Some of those people, I understand, have now gone. They're, you know, for various reasons, they've either moved on or they're having children, they're raising children or whatever. But there's still quite a number of people. So anybody who's connected with schools, particularly the mental health well-being of school children in any of the schools in Bourke, they would be vitally interested, I would hope. People who are working in, say, places like PCYC or any organisation working with youth in any shape or form should be interested and would be very, very appropriate to attend. There's just other people within the community who haven't got any particular affiliation, but they have a deep concern about mental health issues in general and mental health in particular in regards to youth.
All right, and it's about mental health awareness and suicide prevention. That can be a heavy topics.
If they can, what we intend to do though is this particular workshop is not about trying to inform and educate. Rather, it's about gathering together a group of people who will be planning a particular project or taking an existing plan and turning it into a much more detailed project management plan, which will particularly detail any funding requirements, but it'll also identify the workforce needs. And it will begin to look for the workforce that exists already within Bourke to undertake the project. So it's more about building and identifying, shaping and building a cadre of people that are willing to take this project and probably work on it in one shape or form in a part-time basis for the next probably 6 to 12 months.
And Mental Health Commissioner of New South Wales is supporting the project. And it's, from what I understand, about growing our own workforce as an important part of finding solutions for remote communities like Bourke. So it could be like taken to other places.
It certainly could. And growing your own is a good way to put it. And when this whole kind of endeavour started some time back, the driving motivation for it was to do exactly that. Say, look, Bourke has only got officially maybe 1.5-2 people in the whole town that walk around with a mental health badge on their shirt. What we were looking at was to say, what we were trying to say was, there are many, many other people in Bourke who have some types of competence, possess some competencies that could be valuable and appropriate to working in the mental health space. It's not just the people that have got a badge on their shirt. When we did the summit, we actually identified at the same time through a short survey, and I think we're only just touching the surface. We identified 40 people who basically said, yes, I have some of the competencies that you need, and these are the competencies that I possess. So that is certainly what this project is all about. As to taking it to other towns, absolutely. Myself and my colleague Susan have talked to other towns in the far west, Ningen, Warrina, and some other towns as well. And it's and the whole concept of what is happening in Bourke is highly regarded. And yes, it could well and truly be run and exported, if you like, and taken to other towns. And the success of what's happening in Bourke is a really good advertisement for that.
Wonderful. Now, if people would like to go along to the workshop next Thursday in Bourke, do they need to get in touch or can they just turn up on the day?
Well, probably a good idea. If they could get in touch, they could talk to Matt at Maranooka or send him an email. But, you know, if they wanted to just turn up on the day, that would be fine.
All right. Thank you for your time today.
All right. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Lee Ridout speaking to us about the Maranooka Wellness Connect workshop being held in Bourke next Thursday between 9 and 12.30 at the Back of Bourke Conference Centre. Outback Mornings, 2WEB.